Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat, 794 down a quarter. July's 787 and a half, up 5 1/4. May wheat in Chicago, 714 and 3/4, up 4 1/4. July, 728, up 7. May corn at 692 is up 10 1/4. July, 655 and a half, up 8 3/4. December at 555 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. May soybeans, 1446 and a half, up 9. July, 1376 and a half, up 3 1/2. November at 1208 and a half, down 3/4. May soybean meal, 419.50, up 390. July, 407.80, up 340, now 330. May soybean oil, 48.43, down 21. July, 48.55, down 30. June live cattle, 123.65, up 117.5. May feeders, 140.15, up 65. And May lean hogs at 91.25, and they are up 35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it has been an interesting week in the marketplace, a little bit of volatility in the early parts of the week, a setback on Wednesday, and now we're trading higher again on Thursday. I'm looking at December's composite daily chart. Is this an action that suggests higher futures ahead?
Well, that's my observation. I think you had to view Monday, big surge to the upside, as kind of a trend-changing type moment. Then we were able to follow through in the overnights and early Tuesday morning, but then we kind of settled back with some hook reversals to the downside there on Tuesday, and then that followed through there on Wednesday morning, and then by the time the market closed, we closed well off our session lows, and the market closed above the critical breakout point levels that we broke out of there on Monday. So that is somewhat typical of what technicians call as a throwback correction. A lot of times when you have a market break out of a particular technical pattern, then you'll have a what you call as a throwback correction back to the point of breakout, and that's whether it's up or down. And then if that point of breakout offers support in this case and the market's able to bounce off that support, then that is a strong signal that the breakout is valid and the market will then begin to trend in the direction of the breakout. But with all that said, you have to realize that we are in a weather market. Weather forecasts are very meaningful at this point in time.
Right.
Here we are, May 2nd. I mean, if the weather forecast would, you know, turn warm and dry for a 10-day period, a lot of this upside enthusiasm that's implied in the technical side of the market could fizzle very quickly. And I kind of go back, I guess I'm so old that I remember the last time we had a big short covering explosion to the upside, and that was back in 1986, I believe, during when Chernobyl had their nuclear reaction or their explosion in late April, early May. The market was in a downtrend like we have been experiencing this year, basically from January, a counter-seasonal move. The market blew up in everybody's face. You know, after the emotions calmed, then the market basically resumed its trend in the direction it was prior to the big surge to the upside. And I guess that would be my fear here, this was a blow your shorts type rally based upon the market getting too bearish too quick, trying to get the crop planted, trying to get the big numbers on the balance sheets, and talk about big carryovers and how low prices will go by fall, and they just got a little bit ahead of themselves. So that's something as a technician I'm watching. I think today's close is important, as well as Friday's close, if we're able to kind of regroup and build on the little firmer trade here and really close out the week at the upper end of the price range. I think it would technically shift the overall trend of something more sideways to higher.
Could we look at the downtrend line through the January and March highs as sort of a point that just so you have a little bit of a benchmark, closes above that? That a little bit of a downtrend line would be supportive to the marketplace.
What commodity are you talking about?
December. I'm looking at December composite daily.
Oh, December composite, the continuation. Yeah, that would be something. I guess what I would, just looking at it, you kind of need, if you look at Fibonacci retracement levels from that 849 high that we had back in August 6, 2012,
sure.
And then our 517 low that we had here last week,
okay.
We really need to kind of punch our way through this 595 area, which is a 23% retracement level. If you can do that, then I think that really begins to open the gates then that the market would have a potential to go back and fill the or at least work its way into the chart gap that was left when the 2013 December futures took over back in December. And that chart gap is between 632 and three quarters and 709 and a quarter. Now, those are some pretty lofty numbers. But as a pure technician, if we could put together some good solid closes above this 595, I think the door would be open to take a run at that. I think the yearly high is 605. That was made in early January, and when you look at statistical odds, January highs are usually taken out during the calendar year. So we'll have to kind of take one week at a time, but there's nothing to say that this January high won't last. But as a rule, the odds, at least at this point, would favor that we would at least go back and challenge that, if not maybe punch it out for a few pennies.
We have about a minute left to look at some soybeans. What's the most important thing we need to see in the charts on the beans?
November soybeans, so far today we have kind of like an inside day. My guess is hold what we've lost. Don't lose any more ground than what we lost there yesterday on yesterday's low, which was kind of like a decline back to the $12
mark, right?
And then what we need to look for is a pop above this April 30th high, and I think then you've got beans, November beans ripe to go on up into this 1270 area, at least for starters.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Your current update in the trade in Kansas City: May wheat 794 down a quarter, July 787 up 4 3/4. May wheat in Chicago 717 and a quarter up 6 3/4. July 726 3/4 up 5 3/4. May corn 691.5 up 9 3/4. July 655 up 8 1/4. December at 555 up 4 1/2. May soybeans 1444.5 up 7. July 1375.5 up 2.5. November 1208 down 1 1/4. May soybean meal, $4.19.20, up $3.60. July, $4.07.60, up $3.30 now at $70. And May soybean oil at $48.42, down $22. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.